We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those.
Something big about to happen. I hear the beat tapping.
We some fly rhyming felines rapping on the track. Better yet, grab a gat, cause we hot like.
Enzo, doors closed, windows up, cause that's the way we like to ride. Windy City hitting.
Check mic 1, 2, 1, 2. We live, baby.
Yo, what's up, Chicago? Welcome back to Speak Your Mind Radio, episode 497. I am your hostess with the mostest, Queen Star, aka Ms. Hip Hop. Excuse me. Yo, I just want to talk about this rebuttal track about J. Cole on Might Delete Later. It's called 7-Minute Drill. Now, for all y'all don't know out there why they call it a 7-Minute Drill, why he call it a 7-Minute Drill is because he's been putting in that work and he's been doing 7-Minute writing exercises to strengthen his pen game. And it's worked. I really like this song that J. Cole put out. I think he put it out about 3 days ago. And the reason why I like this song is because he kind of went in it like it was nothing to him, because he's been doing those 7-minute writing exercises. And then I like the momentum of it. Like, he kind of casually goes into it like, yeah, you know, like in real time, I just got this phone call. He bullshitting, da 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 da. I'm like, okay. Really? Then the beat changes and his tempo change in the process, and he's really getting in that ass, like, for real. He's talking about Kendrick Lamar's discography, trying to discredit him and all this other stuff, and I'm like, whoa, like, he's really hitting below the belt, so to speak, you know what I'm saying? But most people will be like, Kendrick Lamar hit below the belt. He came all the way out of left field to say what he needs to say about both Drake and Cole. Here's the thing. Drake and Cole and Kendrick used to be cool. Like, and I'm not even going to tell you like I know everything, because I don't. But from what I know, Cole is the one that brought Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? I said it in my other episode when I was talking about Like That. Speaking of Like That, Love Like That, the beat was cold on there. It was definitely cold, and Kendrick Lamar's verse was cold too. But what I was trying to say is, when Cole saw Kendrick Lamar back in the day at that open mic, and he said what he said to him, man, you dope, woo woo woo, you know, they started working together, things didn't work out with the collaborations, but they were still good. I think it kind of got under Cole's skin a little bit that every time, you know what I'm saying, he was mentioned on the mic, Kendrick was mentioned on the mic. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's just my redemption of it. I could be wrong, though. You know what I'm saying? But getting back to it, though, precisely what Cole did was he cut it up. You know what I'm saying? You know how you screw a drill? You know, you go on too fast and it get off track. But if you slow down the drill while you screwing it, it gets back on track and it stops with the, you know, the interruption of that track. That's basically what he did. And I don't know if I'm making sense right now. I am making sense. It's like when you're fixing stuff around the house, you know, you got to be diligent in what you do. And that's what he did. But see, the thing is that the trickery here is, 2 days later, after he put out the damn diss, he issued an apology to Kendrick. For what? Like, he got in front of the, you know, his concert, in front of his fans, and he was like just saying, you know, y'all know Kendrick's a good rapper. Y'all know what he said, you know, and then just kind of just saying, but I feel bad about the whole thing. I get it, dude. You're trying to protect your peace, but at the same time, it's kind of like a backhanded compliment. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is you going to say I'm sorry to somebody that punched you in your face? and then you reissue another part of your body to be punched again. Like, it don't make no sense to me. And it sounded like it was, you know what I'm saying, just not genuine. You still trying to downplay Kendrick's career, in a sense, by downplaying the whole incident. That's what happened. You, Cole, apologized to make yourself feel better, bro. And I'm going to tell it like it is from my point of view, because Kendrick and Cole, and I'm going to throw Drake in there too. They all are great rappers. They really are. Top notch, no doubt. But like, when you come at a person like that and then you trying to tell your fans like, oh, you could like both of us, but I'm not down with that stuff. 2 minutes after you put out a diss, and then you put it on your latest project, might delete later. You might want to think about that line. You might want to delete that one. I'm just saying, like, and my thing is, I'm all for it. I'm a rap fan. I'm all for it. But when wrong is wrong and shit don't look right and ain't math, the math ain't math, then I'm going to say something. I'm going to be frank about it. You know what I'm saying? And this standoff between these two cats, three cats, been long over freaking due. That's all I have to say on that note. You know what I'm saying? That 7-minute drill, not saying he could have kept it, but you could have kept that apology, bro. For real. Because it just didn't make you look good. To me, it didn't. But some people be like, oh, he did it because it's not about the money. Well, hell, at this point, I would have rather gotten the three of us together, me, you, Drake, and Cole, and did a collaboration. Like, for you know what I'm saying? So you want to keep the peace that bad in your world, since you've been saying you've been sleeping good for 10 years, well, why not reawaken the beast? You know what I'm saying? Look for that lyrical blood. You know what I'm saying? Because it's pumping through your veins. Let it go. You know what I'm saying? But don't let it go on like a coward moment. Like, oh, I'm apologizing. And you really not apologizing. Because anybody can say, I'm sorry. Like, what is you sorry for? That's just how I feel, though. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead about my business. And I'm going to see. Which I highly doubt Kendrick would reply to that bullshit. I don't think he's going to reply. Or, for that matter, Drake would say anything. Because at this point, he ain't really interfering with what they doing. More so, what Drake and Cole do is more commercialized, which is why you hear people in the street say that Kendrick is more conscious rapper than anything, than the three of them. And Cole is a conscious rapper too, but he, you know what I'm saying, he playing both sides, which is good, because you got to get that crowd of people to listen to the beat and the beat only, to listen to the damn lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Those things is important. That's why I said the track wasn't bad. I actually laughed at all of their responses. And Drake got on stage and was in his feelings. I was laughing at that. I'm laughing at Cole's apology. I'm laughing at like that. Yo, it's funny. Anyway, that's all I want to say. I love y'all so much. Thank you, Chicago, for tuning in to another episode 497 of Speak Your Mind Radio. Stay tuned for the next interview with Teddy Bear Jers. He's coming up next. Peace.